grave. And all you can do is laugh at her. Doesn't anybody know how to pray? Arizona, take off your rainbow shade.
After the turn of the century, in the clear blue skies over Germany, came a roar and a thunder men had never heard, like the screaming sound of a big war bird.
The following is a public service announcement brought to you by the John Denver Committee to Prevent Air Show Violence and Deaths Now. The JDC PASVADN says that until we close the air show loophole and place common sense regulations on assault planes with high-capacity fuel tanks, the death toll at air shows will continue to rise. Fuel tanks in assault planes should be limited to 10 gallons or less, except for law enforcement and military aircraft. Call your congressman today and ask him to support SB 1369, written in honor of the many victims of needless air show violence.
Amen, try.
Next to a swamp full of toads was a slanted wood shepherd with three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 16.
All right, gather around, drag up the stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Well, now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. I love it.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. Finally, Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. Finally, Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good time roll.
All we want to do is pop you off.
Sugar baby down the road. She's sitting on a radio and rocking on gold. But there's a storm and later on the night we'll be working on doing all the wrong things wrong.
That's right.
It's finally Friday. I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday. I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good time roll.
I'll be back.
That's wonderful.
You're naked, is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Stop that. You go blind. It's wet, but it stretches.
It's huge!
Oh, it's boosty, then a pelly.
You're a big trouble, let's go!
I'll be hurting with my head in a vice. Tuesday, I'll be wondering if I'll ever survive. Wednesday and a Thursday, I'll be slowly tuning in. Friday, I'll be revving up my motor again.
Keep doing it.
I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday.
That is unbelievable.
man. Forget the working blues and let your good times roll.
So in my best kindergarten voice, I said,
the answer is
Ruthie Pitapelli.
That's right.
It's Friday. Welcome to Liberty Lounge. It's the 1st of June. It's year is pretty much half over for all practical purposes here. So sorry I'm late. We just have no excuse. Went to town real quick to eat dinner and decided we had to run some other errands, and it just I just did let you down. I just neglected to do what I was supposed to do, but. For those of you that will hang with me, we're going to stay up for the whole 2 hours here, so you're not going to miss anything. You're just a little late getting started. So let me see here what our chat room looks like, and if we got sound and everything's hunky-dory. 5x5, NM Glock, Tebow Turtle, Tebow Mountain Shooter, everybody's right on top of it there. So who else we got? Actually, I'm a little surprised to see this many hang in here this long. Late as I am, there's Minnie and Mountain Shooter and Nan and NM Glock, Pumpkin Cat, T-Bow. We got one anonymous in there, but not surprising. Our anonymous usually don't hang in there too much when we're late like that. But I try not to be late, but that's the 5x5ers are all here. That's right. That's one of the downsides of live radio. You know, you can't just push a button and say, well, there you go. That's what a lot of these other outfits do. So maybe I will one of these days. But anyway, I like to keep it live and lively when possible. So, well, I have a theme. And you know what? Tebow is going to like this theme tonight. It's been a long, long time since we've done this. So I think Tebow will like it. I'm pretty sure most of the rest. I saw Susie B in there a while ago. She's not there now. Susie B wouldn't like what we're going to do tonight. I think Nan will like it. NM Glock will like it. So I hope everybody does because that's what we're going to do. So 11:39 in Florida. Well, Tebow, I'm sure sorry about that. But we're going to get going here. Right about now, so stand by just a minute while we get the other doohickey running here. It's important that we get the doohickey running, and as soon as it's going, then we'll get started with tonight's theme. Stand by. Stay with me just a minute.
Pittsburgh are rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's a-running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead with all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. Taking little white pills and my eyes open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. But it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some of the guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is a checking on down the line. Well, I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. Nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack, and that smoke's a-blowing black as coal. My hometown's a-coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road, and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road, and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road, and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight.
Truck. It was his first trip to Boston. He was having lots of luck. He was going the wrong direction down a one-way street in town. And this is what he said when the police chased him down. Give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. It's the easiest way that I've found. Some guys can turn it on a dime or turn it right downtown. But I need 40 acres to turn this rig around. When he finally found where to unload, he had a dreadful shock. His trailer pointed toward the road and his cab right to the dock. And as he looked around him, through his tears he made this sound. Oh, give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. Give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. It's the easiest way that I've found. Some guy can turn it on a dime or turn it right downtown. But I need 40 acres to turn this rig around. When he finally got unloaded, he was glad to leave the town. He was very, very happy going back to Alabama. When up ahead he saw a sign, said, you are northward bound. He said, give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. It's the easiest way that I've found. Some guys can turn it on a dime or turn it right downtown. But I need 40 acres to turn this rig around. He was driving down the right lane when ahead he saw a sign. And he had to make a left turn, but he could not get in line. And the tears were streaming down his cheeks, and they all heard him yell. Give me 40 sticks of dynamite, I'll hold this thing to. Give me 40 acres, I'll turn this rig around. It's the easiest way that I've found. Some guys can turn it on a dime or turn it right downtown. But I need 40 acres to turn this rig around.
Bethlehem. I've rolled tobacco out of the Carolinas.
on your wines into Birmingham. Some people work just to survive, yeah. But up here in this cab, that's when I'm most alive. I'm a prisoner of the highway, driven on by my restless soul.
Your autograph?
Oh, sure. What's your name?
I'm Charlie, but I want this for my wife, Nina.
Okay.
Been on the road over 30 years, hanging it up, going home.
You are? Well, great. Nice to meet you. I'm glad I met you before you quit.
Well, thank you. Good luck to you.
Thanks.
Charlie's got a gold watch. Don't seem like a whole lot. After 30 years of driving up and down the interstate. But Charlie's had a good life, and Charlie's got a good wife. And after tonight, she'll no longer be counting the days. 18 wheels and a dozen roses, 10 more miles.
Ten more miles on his 4-day run.
He's bound it down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run. They say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run. Old Smokey's got them ears on. He's hot on your trail. He ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him. You gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
Mountain road, I got a hot rod rig and I'm a flying low. My eyes are filled with diesel smoke. Hairpin curves ain't no joke. Diesel smoke, dangerous curve. I was out last night drinking beer with the guys. Got an aching head and bloodshot eyes. I met up with a pretty little dame. I didn't even know her name. Diesel smoke, dangerous curve. If I deliver this hot shot freight, I gotta get her going cause I'm running late. These mountain grades are mighty steep. I can't stay awake, I ain't had no sleep. Diesel smoke, dangerous curve. There's a cute little waitress at the bottom of the grade. She's got the coffee already made. I gotta keep my eyes up on the road cause I'm going down the hill with a heavy load. Diesel smoke, dangerous curve. Well, I must have closed my eyes for a while cause here I am and I'm a running wild. I burnt my brakes, stripped my gears. Gonna have to ride her down, I fear. Diesel smoke, dangerous curve. I wished I'd left the women alone, but it's too late now cause I think I'm gone. I got myself into this fix just because I tried to mix. Diesel smoke, dangerous curve.
strangers curve.
Some time ago, I was sipping on some coffee and having some ham and biscuits when a motion caught my eye through the truck stop window. It was a little lost puppy, half starved and shaking from fear. Well, I just had to make friends with him. So I picked him up and put him in the cab. And buddy, he took to that truck like he was born there. Well, I named him Little Joe. And as I watched him sleep on the seat beside me, That's when I knew the little Joe would be with me for a long, long time. Well, a few months later, I was talking to my old friend Teddy Bear on the old CB and not paying much attention to my back door. And little Joe started barking up a storm. I looked up and I saw a Smokey in the mirror, and I slowed my rig down just in time. But you know something? Teddy Bear heard little Joe barking, and he said, "Hey, Big Red, let me talk to your partner." And I said, "You got it, good buddy. How's the old Smokey situation, little Joe?" And little Joe said, "Gruff." Aw, that just tore him up. And the next 200 miles just flew by, 'cause everybody on that CB wanted to talk to little Joe. Well, one night we were headed through the Smokies in East Tennessee, and little Joe started acting real nervous. I heard the sounds of lightning on the old CB, and suddenly we were in the worst storm that I'd ever seen. All at once I saw headlights coming straight at my rig. Someone was blinded in the rain, so I swerved fast and just barely missed a camper full of kids. But the shoulder gave way, and we crashed over the side of the mountain. And when I woke up, my truck was on fire, and I couldn't move. But somehow, little Joe grabbed me by the collar and pulled me away from that burning rig. Well, I was in the hospital the next time I woke up, and the doctor was there to break the bad news. The accident had taken my sight. Oh, God, now I can't even drive. And that's when I realized how helpless Teddy Bear must have felt before the miracle happened that made him walk again. And then I thought, well, now, where's little Joe? Ain't nobody said anything about little... I was so sad, because I figured little Joe had given his life to save me. Well, my brother asked me to come live with him, and when he opened the door to my new room, I heard an old CB just a-blaring away. Well, I couldn't wait to grab that mic, and the first voice I heard was my old buddy Teddy Bear, ratchet jawing in the distance. So I broke for him, and he came right back to me. Why, it was almost like old times again. Teddy Bear was a-yakking away, unloading all the latest news on me and getting louder and louder. But all of a sudden, the sound of an engine seemed to drown Teddy Bear out. And I said, "Hey, what's going on?" Teddy Bear said, "Open your front door, good buddy. I'm just outside." Lord, the roar of engine seemed to rock the house. And all around me, I could hear familiar voices and slamming doors. Oh, I couldn't hold back the tears. All my friends were there. And then I heard something I couldn't believe. Little Joe, that bark? Why, it had to be little Joe. And no sooner than that, he was all over me. And I put my arms around my old partner, and the tears were streaming down my face. And then I felt something strange. Little Joe hadn't worn a collar before, and attached to the collar was a handle. A hush fell over my friends, and I realized, Lord, my new eyes were standing at my feet. Little Joe.
They both knew the best, and that was running the best truck stop you've ever seen. Well, Hank worked back in the kitchen and cooked, and Crystal waited tables with a sexy look, and before long, she became known as the truck stop queen. You know that title went to her head. Hank became sorry he had ever wed that strong-willed woman who began to boss him around. She'd yell and scream through the kitchen doors and tell Hank to get the lead from his drawers. I mean, she was always putting him down. Well, one day Hank had it to his ears. He went to the cooler, got a couple of beers, took Crystal by the arm to the table, and he set her down. Who's gonna run the truck stop to the city? Keep the back bar clean and keep the place looking pretty. The jokes to the folks, keep the conversation witty. When you get back down to the nubbin' nitty gritty. Who's gonna run the truck stop to the city when I'm gone? Running when I'm gone. Well, that Greyhound bus stopped every day to drop the mail while on its way to Reno.
Silver City, Fresno, Tahoe, Bakersfield, and beautiful downtown Burbank. He said, woman, I done had enough of your cuss. I'm putting my bags in that Greyhound bus. You're a plain bad fraud, and I had enough of your limp. He stepped up through that sliding door, and the bus took off with a roar, and as he hit the road, he bought a ticket for a one-way trip. Hank looked out the window at the back of the bus. There stood Crystal in the desert dust, standing on the bumper with her lips flapping in the breeze. She was pointing her finger and pounding on the glass and giving Hank a ration of sass. She wasn't about to let that poor man leave. Hank pressed his nose to the window pane. He began in screaming at that dizzy dame, and the people on the bus all began to turn and stare. Well, about that time a sign said dip. Crystal did a twist and a triple flip, and Hank hollered out the window as she flew through the air. Who's gonna run the truck stop in Tubby City? Keep the back ball clean and keep the place looking pretty. The jokes through the books, keep the conversation witty. When you get right down to the nubby nitty gritty. Who's gonna run the truck stop in Tubby City when I'm gone? Honey, when I'm gone. Well, there's a moral to this silly song, and I hope you ladies won't take me wrong, but women's liberation needs a slightly different point of view. For a man has got to be a man, and if you can just make him think he can, in turn, your man will make a woman out of you. Well, you're the only ones that can do the trick. Only a woman knows how we tick. I think that man and woman is here to stay. Just make your man think he's the boss. Help him out and he gets lost. And I guarantee you, girls, you'll never hear him say, who's gonna run the truck stop to the city? Keep the back ball clean and keep the place looking pretty. The jokes to the folks, keep the conversation witty. When you get right down to the nubby nitty gritty. Who's gonna run the truck stop to the city when I'm gone? Honey, when I'm gone. Yes, I'm gone. Bye-bye. You know I'm gone. You think I'm gonna stick around and listen to that sass? You know I'm bought the farm, honey.
All you big and burly men who roll the trucks along, better listen, you'll be thankful when you hear my song. You have really got it made if you're hauling goods any place on earth but those Haynesville woods. It's a stretch of road up north in Maine that's never, ever, ever seen a smile. If they buried all the truckers lost in them woods, there'd be a tombstone every mile. Count them off. There'd be a tombstone every mile. When you're loaded with potatoes and you're headed down, you gotta drive the woods to get to Boston town. When it's winter up in Maine, better check it over twice. That Haynesville road is just a ribbon of ice. It's a stretch of road up north in Maine that's never, ever, ever seen a smile. If they buried all the truckers lost in them woods, there'd be a tombstone every mile. Count 'em off. There'd be a tombstone every mile. When you're talking to a trucker that's been hauling goods down that stretch of road in Maine they call the Haynesville Woods, he'll tell you that dying and going down below won't be half as bad as driving on that road of ice and snow. It's a stretch of road up north in Maine that's never, ever, ever seen a smile. If they buried all the truckers lost in them woods, there'd be a tombstone every mile. Count 'em off. There'd be a tombstone every mile.
highways that wind and wander over mountains and valleys and deserts and plains. I guess I've drove about all of them. 'Cause for the past 25 years now, the cab of a truck has been my home. And it'd be kind of hard for me to settle down and not be on the go. Well, I remember the first truck I drove. I was so proud I could hardly wait to get home to show my wife and little boy. And my little boy was so excited like when he saw his first snow. He wasn't old enough to say too many words. He just kept a hollering, "Giddy up, go, Daddy, giddy up, go." So that's what I named the old truck, Giddy Up, Go. Oh, things wasn't too bad. Of course, I was gone an awful lot. And then after about 6 years of being in and out, I got home one day and found my wife and little boy gone. And I couldn't find out what happened. Nobody seemed to know. So from that day on, it's just been me and old Giddy Up Go. Oh, I've made a lot of friends at all the truck stops. And some of them would kid me about my little sign. Of course, they knew where I'd got the name. Of course, I told them about that little boy of mine. And how his first word about the truck was, "Giddy up, go." Well, today I was barreling down old 66 when up beside me pulled a brand new diesel rig. Both stacks blowing black coal. And as he pulled around and back in front of me, a big lump came in my throat. And my eyes watered like I had a bad old cold. A little sign on the back of the truck that read, "Giddy up, go." Well, I pushed old Giddy up and stayed right on him till the next truck stop where he'd pulled up. And I waited till he went in and I offered to buy him a cup. Well, we got to talking shop and I said, "How'd you come by the name on your truck, Giddy Up Go?" Well, he said, "I got it from my pop. Dad used to drive a truck. That's what Mom talked about a lot. You see, I lost Mom when I was just past 16. And I lost all track of Pop. Mom said he got the name from me." Well, I shook his hand and told him I had something I wanted him to see. And I took him out to the old truck and brushed off some of the dirt so the name would show. And his eyes got big and bright as he read, "Giddy up, go." Oh, we had a lot of things to talk about, and buddy, I felt like a king. And now we've just pulled back on old 66, and he handled that rig better than any gear jammer that I'd ever seen. Well, now the lines on the highway have got a much brighter glow as we go roaring down the road, and me staring at little sign that reads, "Giddy up, go."
Good buddies these days, everybody and their little beavers getting themselves an old CB, and the only way to use it right is to get your license and learn the CB lingo. So here we go for a short course. Smokey Bear. Now that's them old boys what work for the state and drive them old high-powered machines. And if the machine's got the state's name on the side, it's a Tijuana taxi. Or then again, it may not have the state's name on the side, in which case it's a plain white wrapper, plain gray wrapper, plain green wrapper, or plain blue wrapper. And then they take your green stamps, which is your hard-earned money when they get you on the old picture taker, and that's what you call the old radar, otherwise known as taking Polaroid. That's when you're going more than double nickels. That's that old 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. And them same old boys would help you when you get yourself into a fender bender, that's a wreck. And they generally found around exit ramps, medians, and the nearest long hot cup of coffee in short. With the state police. Danny Mountain, same as old Smokey Bear, something they drive for the sheriff. Local yokel, same as old Smokey Bear and old Danny Mountain, something they drive for the mayor. Beavers, that's women. Seat covers, that's women. Women, that's women. Better half or XYL. That's women. Septum, these is them ones what used to be the beeper and or seat cover. Well, you used to count every button on that Pirelli blouse she was wearing, and is now the mother of your youngins and the picture taker what checks you done retired from counting buttons on Pirelli blouses of other beavers and or seat covers. Cotton picker. Now that means your best buddy, your worst enemy, somebody you know, somebody you don't know, somebody you like, somebody you don't like, somebody you want to compliment, somebody you want to insult, somebody who done you a favor, somebody who done you wrong, or somebody who picks cotton. Break means I want to talk, boy. Go break means all right, boy, talk. 10:36. Now that's a call for the time of day, but don't just sit there and say, have that 10:36, cause all them see beers will know you just got your set and ain't got nothing to say. Other expressions to avoid to keep from being known as an amateur are, break for radio check. What's happening out there, good buddy? What you doing out there, good buddy? Somebody talk to me. Roger, we'll go and break for a truck. 10:20 is your location. Home 20, that's your 10:20 when you're home. Bubblegum machine. Hey, that's an old light on top of Smokey's car. Goes blue, 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 blue. Whips an antenna. A redneck whips a big, long antenna. Goes twangy, twangy, twangy all the time. Hammer down means I done going as fast as I can because I got the pedal to the metal. How's it look over your shoulder? Now, that's what you say to somebody going the way you ain't. It means what's back there where you've been. An 18-wheeler's a big rig. A 4-wheeler's anything with 4 wheels. Cars, baby carriages, anything. 2-wheelers are motorcycles and bicycles. A pick-em-up truck is a pickup truck. A thermos bottle is a tanker truck. A mobile parking lot is 18-wheeler that hauls 4-wheelers. And a van cotton picker is a van. Come on. Now, that's what you say when you say what you want to say and you want somebody to say something back to you. Come on back on that means I wish you'd say that again because I don't know what you're talking about. Getting stepped on. Now, that's where there's too many cotton pickers on the channel and everybody's talking at the same time. You can't understand nobody. It's a mess of noise. Modulating and jawjacking is having a conversation. Handle. Now, that's that old name that you pick out to call yourself on the channel, S-N.
My handle is the whatnot.
10-4 means I read you, I agree, if you say so, I think so, I know so, if you say so, I'm with you, you done took the words right out of my mouth, ain't that something, maybe, definitely, affirmative, yes sir, yes indeed, you said it, boy, hey, 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 and ever wish. 4-10 and 10-Roger are alternatives to 10-4 on such occasions that 10-4 do not seem to capture the complete meaning of what you were trying to say. Negatory is the opposite of all of the above, in short, no. A short short is the opposite of a long long. Now, here's a big one that I left for towards the last because it's one of the most important you'll ever use, I guarantee you. Mercy Day, under all circumstances, means Mercy Day. We gonna back it on out. That's a way of saying so long, I'm gonna quit talking, I'll see you later. Keep it between the ditches, that means the same. Catch on the flip-flop, that means the same. Sevens, threes, and all them good numbers to you, that means the same. Eights and sixes, and all them good numbers to you, that means the same. You have yourself a good day today and a better day tomorrow, that means the same. Keep the shiny side up, the dirty side down, that means the same. We down and gone, that means the same. We catch you later, that means the same. As a matter of fact, you can use all of the above together or one at a time. So we're going to back it on out. You keep it between the ditches. Sevens and threes and all them good numbers to you. Eights and sixes and all them good numbers to you. You have yourself a good day today and a better day tomorrow. Keep the shiny side up, the dirty side down. We definitely down and gone. We catch you later for sure. Now go, Breakers!
Roll on, Big Mama.
Sings a song with a heavy note.
And rambling is the life I chose. Sitting here between the doors, the yellow line of keeping time. The things that are running through my mind.
Through my mind.
To the 110 in the Texas sun.
There ain't no road that we ain't run.
Up to the Colorado mountaintops, down to the desert where Reno stops, north to the green of Coeur d'Alene.
There ain't no road that we ain't seen. We ain't seen.
Roll on. Roll on, Big Mama.
Yankee situation down the way, boys. Mighty fine. I'm a-coming, I'm a-coming.
Sits at his desk and draws pictures of trucks. I guess I know what that means and what it shows. I'm not home 3 months out of the year, and here lately it's showing on me too. Oh, I saw a lot of country at first, and I liked it then, but anymore there's just none of it new. Oh, what a long old haul it's been. Had rain most of the way, now it's beginning to pour. Sure looks cold, that wind blowing up through that canyon, but I gotta keep my spirits up, so I guess I'll sing some more. I'm going down the Feather River Canyon, gotta go down, Dollar Summit is closed, another 80 miles, and I'm sure lonesome, cause I'll be late getting home. Take me to my baby, I'm tired of being alone. Road truck, road, I wanna see my baby, road
Now 75 or 85 or I-20 t'other away. Turn your spells to the right and in the night you hear some good buddy say,
"Breaker, breaker, got a picture taker, old Smokey's at 43.
It's that Japanese toy, the trucker's joy, that everybody calls CP. Yeah, Citizens Band keeps you up to date with the fender benders and the Tijuana taxes and all them buyers out there. Flip-flop. Now ahead of your children and ahead of your wife on the list of the 10 best things in life, you see, B's got a rate right around number 4. Of course, Beavers, Hot Biscuits, and Merle Haggard come 1, 2, 3, you know. Well, I was loaded down, coming out of Lake City. I was checking out seat covers, young and pretty. When all of a sudden, there come a call over my CB, ringing wall to wall. Said, "Go to Double Nickels as you hit the ridge, because there's a smoky picture taker to the side of the bridge." Oh, mercy. Appreciate that, good buddy. What's your handle out? Come on. Got any county mounties out there prowling? Come on. And he said,
10-4, back door. Put the pedal to the metal and let it roar. Hammer down to Macon town. Gonna see my mama, sure. Well, the birds are gone. Let's bring it on. The Georgia line's out of sight. Pulled out of Richmond town last Saturday night, and my handle is the White Knight. How about it?
All right, White Knight, hammer down. You got the mean machine here. Well, there I was streaking, my needle was a peeking, right around 79. That old diesel juice was a getting loose, and everything was fine. When wall to wall, I got a call from a front door big bird trapper.
Said, "Break 19, good buddy of mine. You got a smoky and a plain white wrapper."
When I jammed my stick and lost 20 quick, you could hear them gears a-tearing. I got passed by a Beaver and a Camaro when I was cruising along and going so slow. I could count every button on that pretty blouse she was a-wearing. Of course, they weren't the one. "Hey there, Super Trooper." "Yeah, that's a crafty smoky over there at the CB of his own. Hey, White Knight, let's slide one off the Super Trooper. Come on."
"In four, back door, put the pedal in the metal. What you waiting for? If that old white can't stay inside, gonna leave you here and say no more. How about it?"
"Whoa now, buddy, that's fighting talk. I'll get up there and blow your doors off. Fly hammered down like I had wings. Little gravels in my wheels going ping, ping, ping. About the time I hit 92, I saw something flashing in my rear view. Thought to myself, that can't be true, but there it was, it going blue, blue, blue.
Uh-oh. Bubblegum machine done hit the jackpot.
Well, I could see that bear laughing big, hanging in tight on the back of my rig, and right there and then it come to me all the while. So in that cold, dark Georgia night, in the shadow of Smoky Bear's blue light, I decided to make me just one more CB call. Break 19 for the Super Trooper. Hey there, Smoky old buddy, tell me if I'm right, or you my front door, you the White Knight, come on." And he said,
10-4, back door. You in a heap of trouble, boy, for sure. Gonna read you your rights and treat you fair. Just pull over there with your rocking chair. Want you boys to know each other real well, cause you gonna be sharing the same jail cell. You make 12 cotton pickers I've caught tonight running front doors that White Knight. How about it? 40 miles over speed limit. You boys gonna be here a spell.
That's it, cotton pickers. I've done been grounded in the tail and jail and my rig impounded. So when you're coming through the Georgia night, don't never get no front door called the White Knight. No, sir. Wind up in the pokey with Smokey. I'm gonna pull that old CB thing out by the wires.
Call you the bandit, an outlaw on the chain, shackled only by freedom. You wear no man's chain. Some say they despise you, well, maybe they do. Deep down inside them,
I bet they wish they were here.
Bandit, you're reckless, and you live much too hard. Bandit, you're the joker in the deal of the cards. You're a legend to the old men, a hero to the child.
Bandit, steal a lady's heart with only a smile.
Bandit, you're reckless, and you live much too hard. Bandit, you're the joker in the deal of the cards. You're a legend to the old men, a hero to the child.
Bandit, steal a lady's heart with only a smile. They call you the bandit. They call you the bandit. They call you the bandit. They call you the bandit.
Gears, diesel smoke trailing in the wind, 18 tires, checked and singing on the pavement, 5,000 miles to cover, 3 weeks away from home, and it's work, mister. It demands the best. And whether your run is on Interstate 70 or hauling freight down the eastern seaboard, if you're a gear jammer, you know there ain't no easy runs. I was sitting in the terminal waiting for my load when a greenhorn driver came in off the road. I heard him tell that foreman, get my little pink slip. This run is too tough and I'm gonna quit. Now the foreman that day happened to be old Joe. Man, he was older than time. He said, son, how long you been driving this rig? You know, I drove all shapes, forms, fashions, and kinds. And here you are worried about this one little trip. Well, I've drove a million miles and then some. He looked that greenhorn right in the eye and he said, boy, there ain't no easy runs. I drove four roadway, interstate, Hopewell, Great Lakes, Walford Mac, Time, Mayflower, Freightline, Spectre, Yellow Transit, Western and Gillette, Red Ball Rider, Northwestern, Big Seattle, Beaver, Bell, Hoover, McLean, Gateway, Motor Freight, Transport, Bites, Big C, Ohio, Transamerican South, East Tex, Mason Dixon, Watkins, and Transcon Wilson Associates. Got all that driving done, and I tell you, boy, there ain't no easy runs. Said if you got a gal in Texas, they'll send you up to Maine. If you got a gal in New York, they'll send you out on the plains. I know what your problem is. You got woman trouble, son. And I tell you, boy, there ain't no easy run. I drove for Navajo, Rate, Goose, D.C., North American, Allied, Baltimore, Freight, Pi, New Mac, Curtis, Eastern and NX, Garrett, Ace, Federal, and ETM, and Neptune, Heron, Bricks and C-Lab, First Dudley, Dorsey, Beacons and Billingham, Cooper, Detroit,
Jones and American too. Nightway and Central, Standard and Boston, Sioux, Yunnan, Buckingham, got all the driving done. And I tell you, boys, there ain't no easy run. I drove for United, Acme, Tanksley, and Shaw, Grammar, Atlas, Strickland, and Doc, Atlantic, Owens, Karen and Beaumont, H&H, Murphy, Field and Mohawk, Skill, Skag, got all that driving done. And I tell you, boys, there ain't no easy run. Ain't no easy run.
Chickens on a flatbed out of Wiggins, and we'd spent all night on the uphill side of 37 miles of hell called Wolf Creek Pass, which is up on the Great Divide. We was sitting there sucking toothpicks and drinking knee-highs and onion soup mix. I says, Earl, let's mail a card to Mother and send them chickens on down to the side. Yeah, let's give them hens a ride. Down on the throttle. Then a couple of boobs with 1,000 cubes and a 1948 Peterbilt streamed to life. We woke up the chickens. We roared up off of that shoulder spraying pine cones, rocks, and boulders and put 400 head of them Rhode Island Reds and a couple of burnt-out roosters on the line. Look out below, because here we go. Commenced to trucking, and them hens commenced to clucking, and then Earl took out a match and scratched his pants and lit up the unused half of a dollar cigar and took a puff. Says, my, ain't this pretty up here? I says, Earl, this hill can spill us. You better slow down or you gonna kill us. Just make one mistake and it's the pearly gates for them 85 crates of USDA approved cluckers. You wanna hit second gear, please? Grabbed on the shifter, and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, you want to screw that thing back on, Earl? He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, lit in the cuff of Earl's pants, and burnt a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window. I started in counting phone poles, going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power. I put 2 and 2 together, added 12 and carried 5, come up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour. I looked at Earl, his eyes was wide, his lip was curled, his leg was fried, his hands was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I says, Earl, I'm not the type to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brakes real soon, they're gonna have to pick us up with a stick and a spoon. Well, Earl reared back, cocked his leg, stepped down as hard as he could on the brake, and the pedal went clean to the floor. And it stayed right there on the floor, he says, sort of like stepping on a plum. Well, from there on down, it was just not real pretty. It was Hairpin County and Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms. Another one looked like malaria germs. And right in the middle of the whole dang show was a real nice tunnel, now wouldn't you know. Sign says clearance of 12-foot line, but the chickens was stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel at 110, like gas through a funnel and eggs through a head. We took that top row of chickens off, slinger and scum off a Louisiana swamp. Went down and around and down, we run out of ground at the edge of town. Bashed on into the side of a feed store in downtown Pagosa Springs.
and Earl was hauling chickens on the flatbed out of Wiggins, and we'd spent all night on the uphill side of 37 miles of hell called Wolf Creek Pass, which is up on the Great Divide. And we was sitting there sucking toothpicks and drinking knee-highs and onion soup mix, and I says, Earl, let's mail a card to Mother.
We was hunting bear for the rocking chair out on I-40, dodging bucks in pickup trucks in West New Mexico. It was a cloudy day and me and old Jay was just about bored to tears. But we come awake when a CB break come a-ringing loud and clear. And we heard this voice that we ain't never heard before saying,
Break 19, I'm CB Savage. Hi, all you 18-wheelers. Anyone seen any smoky bears? How about some bear smokies? CB Savage here. Come on.
Well, I looked at Jay and I said, Hey, did you hear what I just heard? He nodded his head and his face got red and he never said a word. We both reached for the mic, thinking we might just answer that 19 call, when that CB device come back to life just a lisping wall to wall. And that unusual voice came on again, saying,
Break 19 again. This is your one and only CB Savage. Mercy sakes, good bodies. Could I please have your 20? I'd settle for a big 10-4. Mercy, mercy. How about a milepost? Listen, you can't keep your hammers down forever, you know. Speak to me, pedal pumpers. How about it?
Well, the box went dead and we looked straight ahead and didn't say a word at all. We had four in the chair and the door back there, but nobody'd answer that call. A while went by and Jay and I, we started breathing again. We figured this stranger was plumb out of range when all at once he'd come back in. And it was that same odd voice saying,
Breakers, breakers, any takers? Hi, hi, it's me again. I'm in your chair and I love it there. Say, you truckers really know how to take a person for a ride. Speak to me, you diesel demons. I'd love to get to know your handles. CB Savage here. Come on, come on.
I grabbed the mic and I held it tight and my hand began to sweat. I looked at Jay and he was grinning away like a big old bird-fed cat. So I put down the talker and turned up the squawker and got a good grip on the wheel. I decided the trucker that answered this duck sure as heck wasn't going to be me. About that time, that weird voice came back on again, saying,
Yoo-hoo, breakaroo. Hi-hi, you Jim Dandy Jimmy Jammers, you. Do I ever have a surprise for you? If you listen real close, you'll find my voice is changing. And if you'll start checking your rear views, you'll find you got company. Five plain white smokies dressing up for a ticket writing party. Y'all were so busy copying my put on, you didn't notice your little convoy was being infiltrated. You can start shutting them down anytime now. This is your CB Savage, the Smokey's friend. Wall to wall and treetop tall. That is all. Bye bye.
I'm rolling down this old highway, not a worry on my mind. I got a little gal in Houston, and one I just left behind. Got me a brand new Emeryville, and that's what I call class. I'm a truck driving fool from the old school, and I ain't never been passed. No, I ain't never been passed, but the boys all say it's luck that I ain't a truck driving fool at all, just a fool driving a truck. They're a making book at all the road stops that I can't be that fast. But I'm a truck driving fool from the old school, and I ain't never been passed. Now I'm looking in my side view mirror, some joker's coming up behind. There ain't nobody gotta tell me what he's got on his mind. I can can see that red light flashing. I can hear that siren wail. Gotta get this load on a side road, for he's right on my tail. No, I ain't never been past, but I wish I had sometimes. I don't carry home no money at all, paying these traffic fines. I got a high-priced reputation, but I try to make it last. 'Cause I'm a truck-driving fool from the old school, and I ain't never been past.
City to L.A. Well, that little woman smiles when I up and leave her. I'll soon be back, I just got the fever. She's a believer, I got the Freightliner fever. Now there's a railroad running by a highway out in Santa Fe. And I passed an old freight train making his run the other day. Pearl Haggard said to his fireman so pale, the straight train come off of the rail. He's got the fever, he got the Freightliner fever. When you said, Dave, what you carrying in that cigarette pack? I said, I got my second driver, and he's gonna drive her all the way back. It's a big black hill so long and round. To a driver, it's a West Coast turnaround. It's for the fever, that old Freightliner fever. Red Savine in Wheeling, West Virginia. And I passed Del Reese in Freeport, Louisiana. Dick Curlis got hung on a hill up in Maine. I pulled him over with my 40-foot chain. He got the fever, he got the Freightliner fever. I mean, I'm passing everything from a Jimmy to a Greyhound bus. I'm gonna spend a few days on the coast at the end of my run. Oh, giddy up, go, and a little bit of luck. Gonna pass Red Simpson in his runaway truck. He got the fever, he got the Freightliner fever. Oh, and Pierce said, Dave, what you carrying in that cigarette pack? I said, I got my second driver, and he's gonna drive her all the way back. It's a big black pill so long and round. To a driver, it's a West Coast turnaround. It's for the fever, that old Freightliner fever. Oh, man, on this road I pass them all, them old country boys. I've seen Kenny Rogers and Charlie Bryan, Ernie Stubb, Eddie Rabbit, Big Johnny Cash, Conway Twitty's out there, Loretta Hyde, Waylon Jenny, Willie Nelson, old Lord, there goes Dolly Zingo, Red Devine, George Jones, Red on the truck. Bill Anderson, Paul Martin, hey, he's popping down there too. How about that? This old driver sees them all down there. Big Tim Paul.
White line fever, the sickness born down deep within my soul. White line fever, the years keep flying by like the highline poles. The wrinkles in my forehead show the miles I put behind me, and they continue to remind me how fast I'm growing old. Guess I'll die with this fever in my soul. I wonder just what makes a man keep pushing on. What makes me keep on humming this old highway song? I've been from coast to coast 100 times or more, and I ain't found one single place where I ain't been before. White line fever, a sickness born down deep within my soul. White line fever, the years keep flying by like the highline poles. The wrinkles in my forehead show the miles I put behind me. They continue to remind me how fast I'm growing old. Guess I'll die with this fever in my soul. White line fever. Fever. The sickness born down.
Folks stop at truck stops. They just naturally think they should, 'cause they figure any place a truck driver eats, the food's just got to be good. So they go out there amongst all them truck drivers, sitting around talking low. They're talking about women and stuff like that, and how fast them trucks will go. There's the little old place out on 66 where a lot of the drivers stop and get their kicks. Reckless Eyeball and his waitress, they got called Flo. There's always a bunch in here hanging out, cutting up and talking about how she wiggles when she walks and stuff like that, and how fast them trucks will go. What's a wonder fella can sit down and eat is how many eggs or bread and meat with a good-looking woman like that around and on the go. First thing you know, you get to fidgeting and fussing and a-nudging one another instead of discussing how she wiggles when she walks and stuff like that, and how fast them trucks will go. She just takes it all in stride and swells all up with her woman pride. She's tickled plum pink you come in to see the show. She throws a little old extra wiggle in that walk, and you just sit there and grin and talk about homemade loving and stuff like that, and how fast them trucks will go.
I can't explain how it makes you feel, but you tip her $5 on a $2 meal. Get yourself together and start heading out kind of slow. While you're pushing that diesel on down the line, you get to thinking about your woman you left behind, how she wiggles when she walks and stuff like that, and how fast them trucks are going.
Break 19, how about you, Smoky Mountain Smoky? Got your ears on?
You got your Smoky Mountain Smoky, bring it on.
10-4, you got the one blue trooper. What say we pull the plug on these old picture takers and back it on out into town for a short, short?
Oh, big 10-4 on that short, short blue trooper. Oh, mercy day there, blue troopers. You see that 18-wheel hot rod that just went by us in a gust of chicken feathers?
Yeah, big 10-4 on them chicken feathers. He must have been doing 100 for sure. Busted every tube of my picture taker. I was holding it in my hand, too. Mercy sakes, that's smart. Flat curl your fingernails backwards.
10-4, let's get the bubblegum popping and the hammer down. Break for that 18-wheeler there doing 100 for sure. Now you just bag it down, boy. We got you.
I'm the pin for game moon running 10-4 smoke. I don't stop for no slow cop, not even for a pair. Cause chickens and old moonshine is a mighty heavy load. Got the hammer down on this big A-town road.
Now you look here, King Ducky Moon Runner Boy. You in enough trouble already, going double-double nickels without having moonshine in the bottom of that rig under them chickens. Now you pull that old 18-wheel over to the side. Blue Trooper, give me a 20.
Hey, Nagatari there, I can let you have 2 fives and some loose change.
Get the peanut butter out of yours, Blue Trooper. I want your location.
I'm eyeballing your taillights about a half mile behind you. Mercy day, Smoky Mountain Smoky. It's a-snowing. Biggest flakes I ever seen.
Nagatari. Blue Trooper, that ain't snow, that's chicken feathers off that 18-wheeler. You can always tell snow from the chicken feathers. Snow don't come up your wiper blade, something awful. Now, Moon Runner Boy, you pull it over now.
I'm the pin for game Moon Runner, 10-4 Smokey Bear. Put the hammer down the big A-town and be my rock and chair. Cause you can't catch me no matter how you try. My moonshine holler's down and gone bye-bye. Right there, Smoky Mountain Smoky, I done put out a call for reinforcements.
10-4, let's get every Smoky in Tennessee apron. He's doing 120 for sure. We gotta stop that boy before he gets to Georgia. Oh, watch out there, Blue Trooper. They done coming out of the chicken coop up here.
Well, nigga, Tori, tell them boys to keep them rigs parked.
Blue Trooper, I don't mean no chicken coop, boy. I mean a chicken coop. He done let them chickens loose out of that rig. Oh, mercy day, they drunk on that moonshine. Sure try to dodge 300 jaywalking drunk New England white rocks.
Ah, mercy, big 10-4 on them plastic Sunday dinners, they all over me.
Lord of mercy, now they started laying eggs.
10-4 on them 100-proof egg yolks. You reckon these old snow treads are gonna hang on these slippery eggs?
I don't know, but I got a half dozen frying sunny side up on my hood. Blue Trooper, what's your 20 now? Come on back.
I'm the four-wheel western omelet that just passed you.
Come on, break her, Moon Runner, the fun's over. Now, boy, we got 58 Smokies, 36 county mounties, 12 local yokels, 19 bears in the air, 22-meter mates, 2 ballistic missiles, Richard Petty Kojak, and 200 soused white rock chickens on your tail, boy. Now, you going back that old rig down or not?
Hey, we too late. That old Moon Runner done crossed that Georgia line.
Oh, 10-4, break for a Georgia Smoky.
10-4, back door. We got this old Kentucky Moon Runner on the side for sure. There he was, streaking through the Georgia night, and he done forgot about that one white night. 104 miles over speed limit. That old boy's gonna grow old in the pokey. Come on down from that Tennessee, boys, and we'll do us some celebrating. Have us some fried chicken, scrambled eggs, and some of that Kentucky Moon Runner tea. How about it?
a little bitty kid. I remember one time Mama said, Daddy sends you all of his love from Frisco Bay. I didn't understand till I was grown why my daddy didn't spend a little time at home instead of running around the country that-a-way. Whoa, I'm looking at the world through a windshield, and I see everything in a little bit different light. I got a sweet little thing I'm a-wanting to see in Nashville, and I'm down around Dallas and roll on south tonight. Long strips of rubber that you see were burnt off of this rig by the likes of me, and they'll rot along the highways in this land. I'm gonna sign my name in this diesel smoke and let the ones that come along behind me choke and try to beat this a pace I'm a-setting any time they can. Oh, I'm looking at the world through a windshield, watching it fly by me on the right. I got a sweet little thing I'm a-wanting to see in Nashville, and I'm down around Dallas and roll on south tonight. Well, I've pushed this rig through sleet and rain, and I've driven through the rough terrain of the Rockies to the docks of old L.A. On down that old Pacific shore, I swing north and run for Baltimore, or somewhere about 2,000 miles away. Whoa, I'm looking at the world through a windshield, watching it fly by me on the right. I got a sweet little thing I'm a-dying to see in Nashville, and I'm down around Dallas and roll all south tonight. And I'm down around Dallas and we're all south tonight.
Hello, I'm a truck. You've heard songs about truck drivers, and many times their stories told. How they pulled out of Pittsburgh for 6 days on the road, about the Feather River Canyon and climbing the old grapevine, that old roadhouse down in Texas and the girls they've left behind. You've heard their tales of daring, and I think that's just fine. But if you can spare a minute, well, I'd like to tell you mine.
There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks. No double clutching, gear jamming, coffee drinking nuts. They'll drive their way glory, and they have all the luck. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks.
Well, there he sits next to Clay, drinking coffee and telling lies. Probably telling them how he topped that hill 10 miles back. He ought to tell them how he missed a gear and that Volkswagen bus full of hippies passed us like I was setting up on Jack. Or how we took that curve over on 66. Hadn't been me hanging on the shoulder, we'd have both wound up in the ditch. If we're on time, he takes the credit. If we're late, I get the blame. Up those hills with shutters open, my stacks are running flame. My pack are running red lights, sucking diesel from the tanks. I take him south and bring him back without a word of thanks. So now you've heard my story, and I guess it's my tough luck. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks.
There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks. No double clutching, gear jamming, coffee drinking nuts. They drive their way to glory, and they have all the luck. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks.
Look at him sipping coffee and flirting with that waitress. And what do you think he left me? That's right, next to a cattle truck. Why couldn't he have put me next to that little pink Mac sitting over there? Gosh, she's got pretty mud flaps. And talk about stacks, they're both chrome. Well, he'll be coming out in a minute, and he'll get that bar, and he'll go around and beat on the tires.
You know, for 2 pints of diesel, I'd have a flat on the inside duel. Ha, that fix him. I never did like the way he drives anyhow. Thinks he's God's gift to waitresses. He never gives them a tip. Well, I know what he's going to do now. He's going to take out that tape cartridge of Buck Owens and play it again. I don't know why you don't get a Merle Haggard tape.
Dust and sand, that I said, listen, bud, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I'll travel, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Matamor, Apollonia, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Topeka, Anchorage, Amadilla, I'm a killer, I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man, across the desert, bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man, I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere.
Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texas, Canada, Monterey, Furry Day, Santa Fe, Tallahassee, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Arkansas, Tennessee, Hennessy, Chippewa, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Double Lake, Cradle Lake, Peaks Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Oma, Blackett, Shuffleville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakerfield, Shreveport, Hickensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellico, Argentina, Diamondina, Pasadena, Catalina, see what I mean, sir, I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man, across the deserts bare, man, I've breathed the mountain air, man, I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Pittsburgh, Pocketburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Laramie, Atmore, Havistar, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man.
I know some place you haven't been.
I've been everywhere.
There's a time to laugh and a time to cry. Time to forgive and a time to forget. Dreams we dream sometimes never die. We carry them on until they become someone else's dreams. A friend of mine had such a dream. I met her at a truck stop just outside of Phoenix. We both worked there. Her dream came true, I know. The key to her dream was a little sign that read, "Giddy up, go." She was a lovely girl, pretty smile, but behind all this I could see a troubled mind. She told me when she met the guy that won her heart and made her life a joy. And before too long, more happiness came, a little baby boy. Things wasn't too bad, his job wasn't much, but somehow they got by. And then came the day he drove home a big truck. And the little boy became so overjoyed, just like when he saw his first fall of snow. He kept hollering, "Giddy up, go, Daddy! Giddy up, go!" Then a dark cloud moved in. A few years later, without warning, after a few visits with her doctor, he said it was just a matter of time. She knew she'd have to move to a drier climate. And this troubled her mind. So without leaving a trace, she took her son and left town one night. She settled here, and we became the closest of friends. We'd talk from time to time, and she'd smile, and her eyes would glow when she'd tell me about "Giddy up, go." Each time a truck would pull in, I could see her stand and stare. Wasn't long before she had to give up being a waitress here, and she moved on out of town, not too far. We visited almost every week. The boy now's almost grown. "He's the image of his dad," she'd say. "The most handsomest man I've ever known." The dark cloud once more moved in, and as I stood close by, once again, she told her story. I could see a tear in her eye. "I know my son longs for the road." And the last request she had, "Let him become a truck driver. Like son, like dad." The boy soon left town. I never knew for where. But I find myself watching every truck that pulled in around the curve. "Giddy up, go" was the only link that held between the two. And I was hoping that I could be of help. It became a dream to me, too. Just now I froze in my tracks as I watched two trucks pull in. A big new shiny diesel and an old one following him. I couldn't help staring as they walked in, ordered coffee, and talked a while. Then I saw them leave, both wearing such a smile. They walked out to the old truck, brushed off some dirt so the nameplate would show. And before my eyes, a little sign that read, "Giddy up, go."
I was out on the West Coast trying to make a buck, and things didn't work out. I was down on my luck. Got tired of roaming and bumming around, so I started thumbing back east toward my hometown. Made a lot of miles the first 2 days, and I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. But the third night I got stranded way out of town, at a cold, lonely crossroads. Rain was pouring down. I was hungry and freezing, done caught a chill, when the lights of a big semi topped the hill. Lord, I sure was glad to hear them air brakes come on. And I climbed in that cab where I knew it'd be warm. At the wheel sat a big man. He weighed about 210. He stuck out his hand and said with a grin, "Big Joe's the name." I told him mine. And he said the name of my rig is Phantom 309. Well, I asked him why he called his rig such a name. He said, "Son, this old Mac can put them all to shame. There ain't a driver or a rig running any line that's seen nothing but taillights from Phantom 309. Well, we rode and talked the better part of the night, when the lights of a truck stop came in sight. He said, "I'm sorry, son, this is as far as you go, 'cause I gotta make a turn just on up the road." Well, he tossed me a dime as he pulled her in low and said, "Have yourself a hot cup on old Big Joe." When Joe and his rig roared out in the night, in nothing flat he was clean out of sight. Well, I went inside and ordered me a cup, told the waiter Big Joe was setting me up. Oh, you could have heard a pin drop. It got deathly quiet, and the waiter's face turned kind of white. "Well, did I say something wrong?" I said with a halfway grin. He said, "No, this happens every now and then. Every driver in here knows Big Joe. But son, let me tell you what happened about 10 years ago. At the crossroads tonight where you flagged him down, there was a busload of kids coming from town. And they were right in the middle when Big Joe topped the hill. It could have been slaughter, but he turned his wheels. Well, Joe lost control, went into a skid, and gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at that crossroads was the end of a line for Big Joe and Phantom 309. But every now and then, some hiker will come by, and like you, Big Joe will give him a ride. Here, have another cup, and forget about the dime. Keep it as a souvenir from Big Joe and Phantom 309.
Interstate 80, we was cutting the fog, just me and old Sloan. Old Sloan's my dog. We had an 18-wheeler with 10 on the floor and stereo, laying a strip. And then we spied a sign that says eat gas now. We decided to whip in and pick up some chow at the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
I'm
looking for Mavis.
The old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Now, we've been every place between here and South Sioux, and we've seen us a truck stop waitress or two, but this gal's built like a burlap bag full of bobcats. She's got it together. While she filled my tank, I said, "Thank you, honey." Name was Mavis. I gave her the money. Old Sloan just sat there watching and wagging and wishing. I says, "You wait in the truck, boy. Then I went inside. She says, what'll it be? It says, a cup of your best and a number three. She came back with an order to go and a quart of hot sea and a bone for Sloan. I said, much obliged. Old Sloan give a bark. I left her a buck and he left his heart. And the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe. Well, Saturday night, and we was trucking along. Yeah, me and old Sloan was getting it on. I said, Sloan, I've been thinking on it, getting up a courage, and tonight's the night. Well, I popped the clutch, gave Tranny a spin, took the BB Town ramp, and slid on in to the old home filler up and keep on a trucking cafe.
Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a trucking. Oh, the old home filler up.
It never closes.
The old home filler up and keep on a trucking cafe.
Well, I got me stool, took a load off my shoes, made Mavis an offer that she couldn't refuse. She says, how'd you like to go for a ride with me and old Sloan and just have my truck washed? She allowed us out, sounded like a whole lot of fun, but we was going to have to wait until the dishes was done. And was it all right with me if she brought along her mother as a chaperone? I said, why not? Well, we geared that tranny into super low, and the four of us went to see a picture show. Yeah, I took him to the drive-in theater over by Pisgah to see True Grit. Saw the late, late show, old Sloan hit the sack, and then along about 2 o'clock, I hauled him on back to the old home filler up and keep on the trucking cafe.
Oh, the old home filler up and keep on the trucking. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on the trucking. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on the trucking cafe.
8 stools and a promise.
Oh, the old home filler up and keep on the trucking.
They got a real nice place there.
And mean. Sometimes I get so done on lonely, I feel like Santa's part-time elf. I couldn't count all the things that I've learned just driving, talking to myself.
Widowmaker, were the words so bright and big? Sandy Mac kissed Wanda and then climbed into his rig. Said he'd be back a Tuesday night, so plan on something big. That big red diesel roared to life, and Bill was L.A. bound. The wheels were humming, Wanda Ann, as he rolled out of town. 2,000 RPMs were showing on the tack, but no one knew this was the last long ride for Billy Mack.
Widowmaker, Widowmaker, only Bill could understand. Was going to make a widow out of pretty Wonderland.
A few more miles and Bill was on that mountain range. We're dead ahead, a pickup full of kids blocked both the lanes. Bill hit the air and then he failed, his trailer sliding sway, and the pickup driver made no move to help him clear the way. He just had time to think of Wanda as he fought the wheel. Then Billy Mack was buried under 20 tons of steel. One life for 10 has always been a diesel driver's code.
That's why Billy slung that widow maker off the
road.
All right, folks. And it's dead. And it looks like everything else is working. I need to turn this up a little bit. All right, we're set. That's another Liberty Lounge for the archives there. Now, again, I'm sorry I was late, but I did get my my requisite 2 hours in for everybody that did stay with me, and I appreciate y'all hanging in there with me. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll be back Monday with what is obviously going to take place here over the weekend. Like it always does. Nothing ever good, but there'll be plenty of bad news to talk about, I'm sure. So I'll see you then. Good night.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it
a what happened night. To my sound here? By golly, everything has been going so well. Okay, that brings another Liberty Lounge to a close. Thanks for joining me tonight. Join me every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for the fastest 2 hours on Internet radio. Liberty Lounge.
Well, forget it. We'll just turn it off, and I'll be back Monday.
Look at you.